My friend Jack points out karaoke in Western countries as strangely reflective, mimesis of mimesis. I went to a karaoke bar called Planet Rose. It's a nice place, and I was first invited by friends around Christmas. We stood outside looking at the celebrities that had made appearances there. The actor who plays Leo Spaceman in 30 Rock is the only face I remember seeing. I'm back there now. It's a bar which is sloganed with, "There's no space for stage fright, because there is no stage." The bartender gives me vodka sodas which glow, and my Norwegian friend, who is extroverted, an ambitious young artist, lays down Baz Luhrmann's track, "Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen." She raps out, "You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future." And I find myself tearing up. Someone vampishly renders, "Don't rain on my parade," just as recorded. And Alicia Keys has written that everything means nothing. Everything means nothing. I'm not sure what I want to sing this time. I'm not sure I want to sing this time. Maybe this time. Karaoke is an art of commitment and good humor. I'll do it. I choose to sing Björk's Hybrid Ballad. It's real early morning. No one is awake. I'm back at my cliff, still throwing things off. I listen to the sounds they make on their way down. I follow with my eyes till they crash. Imagine what my body would sound like slamming against those rocks. And when it lands, will my eyes be closed or open? I'll go through all this before you wake up, so I can feel happier to be safe up here with you. And here I am, on the radio, transmitting from the tower, dropping little things off. You already know that my name is Ivan Cheng, and it is the end of 2014. I could greet you accordingly, performing scored texts which are transcribed, replicated in cards everywhere. Scores like Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Christmas, Mazel Tov, Happy Anniversary, Get Well Soon, Congratulations, Congratulations, I Don't Know What I Mean. And belief in these messages can only be generated by me and you. Or I suppose it's mostly you. I'm missing you. Wish you were here. Let me tell you parts of what I've been up to. For the last 2 years, text has really entered my work, and a performance practice has shifted to the idea of curating. I'm not so sure that such direct use of text is the way I want to keep on working. I've been thinking about pushing and pulling into placing them alongside more complex indirect languages. If this section of audio is to be roughly experienced in the mode I've expressed interest in over the past 2 years, you, the performer, will be listening through headphones and relaying the spoken text to observers in the space around you. I'll have been specific about how to interpret instructions, and have placed you in the space with relation to the sources of light in the space, and in relation to the position or positions of the observer. But what this points to is a divorcing of image and its meaning, with a desire meanings that don't directly correspond to what is seen, and having no control over what you see, I'll let this thought drop away. I'm entranced with too much to tell you, and to bracket everything I'm thinking at this point, I'll quote Schelling's On the Nature of Philosophy as Science. For as long as it is ineffective, magic is equal to knowledge at rest. I'll repeat, for as long as it is ineffective, magic is equal to knowledge at rest. Do you believe in magic then? We are watching the moon, which is the largest it's been for a while. I'm now sitting with a friend, and I focus and refocus my ears and eyes on different points, just to match a discovery of his. He says to me, "Focusing and glazing, it's about different types of focus, Ivan." More intoxicated than he is, my mind drifts from looking at certain points to looking into the recent past. I sprinted to this point. I've run down a street in suede shoes to be sitting here and away from a group of people, and I have realized, in response to the repeated question of how do you feel, that there is a poor, unconscious instinct in me to appear facile. The swan song performed for a group of how do you feelers was constructed around described images of Fassbinders in a year with 13 moons, and trying to focus their minds on style transition across mediums, the distance between cinematic and theatric, absorbing character and letting go, absorbing gender and letting go. Let's choose to view performance as sculpture, to be curated into different settings, some relentlessly similar and some different, even unfavorable. With each new installation, an ideological campaign on territory begins or continues, and the idea of intellectual property transferring a type of capital or functioning a substantiation is unavoidable. How do we deal with the economy of production systems so the ephemeral enters memory, functioning beyond aesthetic or emotional pleasure? This transition into memory is necessary, a deployment of tools and privilege to function. And if the tools are supremely ornamental, virtuosic, they still function in a museological manner. A line is a choice executed over time, and this makes all others extinct. My work attempts to configure these lines into counterpoint, conscious of hierarchy and structure, but often vying for equality. What is the audience's ability to see or hear these lines? And how many permutations in their experience can be necessary? In a season, the luxury of repetition, how does their relationship to the material develop? And how seductive must the counterpoint be to maintain their interest? Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. Dishy River.